Hi, I'm Mary Glennie. You are listening to WMNF Tampa, Sarasota, Clearwater Community Conscious Radio. Hi, I'm Mary Glennie.
And I'm Arlene Engelhart. And you are listening to From a Woman's Point of View. We're so glad you're with us. We hope you heard Democracy Now! And that you'll now be with us for the next hour. We're looking forward to talking with you. This is a great time of the year when we show our support for the station and we raise some funds to keep the station on the air. So we would appreciate it if you would go to your computer and make a donation, or if you would give us a call at 813-238-8001. We need to hear from people. And, you know, it's really, really important that every show does its part. And we feel it's particularly important, since we were out so long with the COVID, that we do our part for the station. So please, we'd like to hear from you. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
And, you know, I'm not going to mess around. I really have felt that our democracy is on the line. I have felt it's been on the line, frankly, ever since the president raised his right hand and took the oath of office. And we have watched what's been happening, and I feel that right now that your voice, your vote, has never been more essential. And so right now I'm looking at Amy Barrett, and I'm looking at what's happening in voter suppression, and I'm going to put this little music on by Holly Near, because I think right now, if you aren't fired up, you probably aren't totally trying to pay attention to what's happening. So let's listen to a little bit of Holly Near. Can't take it anymore. And so if you can call and pledge support, it would really help the station and this show.
813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
Say, step down, you're breaking my mother's heart. Shame, shame. Children need schools more than they need jails, and that's where our society fails. First 7 years creates a child's foundation, mandatory for a healthy nation. And we're fired up, ain't gonna take it no more. We're tied up, ain't gonna take it no more. You say cool down, we say step down, you're breaking my mother's heart. Shame, shame. How could we forget that the children come first? We left them alone and they died of thirst. Mothers and fathers confused and forlorn. And when the children are missing, well, there's something wrong. We're fired up, ain't gonna take it no more. We're tied up, ain't gonna take it no more. You say cool down, we say step down, you're breaking my mother's heart. Shame, shame. Can't just focus on the kids with wealth. Can't pick and choose who gets the health care. Take another look at the great divide. It looks dangerously similar to genocide. We're fired up, ain't gonna take it no more. We're tied up, ain't gonna take it no more. You say cool down, we say step down, you're breaking my mother's heart. Fired up, ain't gonna take it no more. Tied up, ain't gonna take it no more. You say cool down, we say step down, you're breaking my mother's heart. Shame, shame, ain't gonna take it no more. Tied up, ain't gonna take it no more. You say cool down, we say step down, you break another mother's heart.
Break another heart.
Oh, indeed, you're breaking another heart. And here we are, COVID-19 novel coronavirus. And, oh, Miss Julie has just come in the studio. Miss Julie, do you have anything you want to say or not?
Well, I do want to say good morning to your listeners and all of our supporters. Today is our membership drive, and we would love to hear from you. If you can give us a call at 813-238-8001, we've got a few phone answers, but even better, Mary, if people go to their phone app or their computer to WMNF.org, they can type the comments to support your program at whatever level they can. and they can say whatever they want for you to read to thank them on the air.
Oh, great. We would love to. We'd love to thank all kinds of you out there, because I'm not kidding, people. I'm really, really concerned. I really have great faith that this country, these people, were better. Right now, I think the American people have been better than their leaders for a long time. And so I think this is the time we show it. And so, but as I said earlier in the show, that to me, watching, I don't think anything is much more breaking one's heart that there we had the terrible shock and dismay of losing RBG, the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And to me, unfortunately, you know, if you think historically, you think of Thurgood Marshall and the huge fighter he was for civil rights, constantly putting his life on the line, etc. And there he was replaced on the court by Clarence Thomas. And so I'm looking at RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I am so worried that she's going to be replaced by Amy Barrett. And so that really has me concerned. And so I was able to catch up with Marjorie Cohen, and she's a law professor, well, now a law professor emeritus at Thomas Jefferson. And so she has some real good comments on what she's concerned, what's happening right now. So let's give a listen to Marjorie Cohen.
Marjorie Cohen, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Mary.
Well, Marjorie, my heart, you know, Justice Ginsburg, who is such an extraordinary champion of all people's rights, is not even buried yet. And her last request was that the next president appoint her successor. But we are looking at Amy Barrett. And, I think that your op-ed and Truth Out, from a justice for gender equality to a justice for gender oppression, is more than apt.
Well, it's true, Mary. Ginsburg was a pioneer in the protection of gender equality, and during her career at the ACLU and then her 27 years on the Supreme Court, she consistently fought for the rights of women, immigrants, people of color, criminal defendants, LGBTQ people, workers, people with mental disabilities, and the poor. And Barrett, who has been a judge for less than 3 years, wants to strip health insurance from tens of millions of people and crush reproductive rights. The contrast could not be more dramatic.
You know, I'm hoping that the readers are familiar enough with you to know how extraordinary your writing is, and they can catch you in a lot of, you know, places like Truth Out, Counterpunch, areas like that. And I really was impressed with your article also, you know, talking about the very real dangers we have in this upcoming election, that challenging that Trump has been constantly undermining its legitimacy. He's been constantly undermining and saying that the vote by mail is going to be fraudulent. And, you know, we know from past experience, and here again, Justice Ginsburg comes into mind, when Gore versus Bush, right down here in Florida, and she wrote a very, I thought, succinct and definite warning to us then about it should have never gone, in my opinion, to the Supreme Court anyway. But then they said, oh, you couldn't possibly have a recount, so they overruled the Florida State Supreme Court, and so thus we got Bush. And I'm thinking of all of these intermixed with Amy Barrett, and it's kind of almost hard to separate the two.
It is, and my understanding, Mary, is that Amy Coney Barrett participated in the legal team that tried to stop that successfully got the balloting, the manual recount stopped in Florida when it was a very close election, and led to Bush v. Gore, where a 5-4 majority of the Supreme Court basically anointed George W. Bush president, selected him as opposed to having him elected. And there is nothing to indicate that she would do any different if she were on the Supreme Court. I mean, Trump, really wants to ram this confirmation through, and he's got his, prostitute in chief, and no disrespect to prostitutes, but Mitch McConnell, of course, the other one is Bill Barr, among others, and got McConnell to completely reverse the position he took when he didn't give Obama's nominee Merrick Garland a hearing when there was 9 months left in Obama's term, and now there's 6 weeks left in Trump's term. And McConnell and Trump and company, the Republicans, want to push this through so that Trump has said it. Trump says what's in his mind. He doesn't hide anything. He doesn't hold anything back. He wants her on the court to support his legal challenges to any election results that might favor Joe Biden. Trump has talked about voter fraud for months. It doesn't exist. He's never been able to provide any evidence of it. And he is attacking the mail ballots because he thinks most of them will go for Biden. And the election will not be decided by Election Eve because many of the mail ballots will not be counted. And yet Trump is insisting that we have a result on November 3rd, and he has three times refused to commit to a peaceful transfer of power, which is really disturbing. That could be one of the most disturbing things, and he says disturbing things not just on a daily basis, but almost on an hourly basis. Even military leaders are very freaked out about that, and I've been writing about this for some time. When he called the feds to Portland, into Portland, to put down protesters, and also in Washington, D.C., and he called out people from the Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection. He didn't call out the military, didn't invoke the Insurrection Act, and he probably has been informed, that's Trump, that service members under the Uniform Code of Military Justice have a duty to obey lawful orders, and they have a duty to disobey unlawful orders. And
I am going to stop this right here for a bit because I really hope you caught that point. That is so important because we remember back with Gore versus Bush, right? Let's do a little history here because history really is important. Gore versus Bush, and then, I don't know if you're aware, Florida Secretary of State also is in charge of the elections, and that was Catherine Harris. And Catherine Harris, actually, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but she challenged 98,000 votes. She said that they were either felons or that they had a record, etc. And that was absolutely not true. Not one of them was an ex-felon. And Gore won here by, I think, 537 votes. No. Oh, sorry, Arlene, go ahead.
No, he lost by 537 votes.
Oh, right, I'm sorry.
Votes.
Right. Yeah, he lost. And so just think about it. If we had had Gore president rather than W., do you think we would have been in Iraq? Do you think we'd be in a terrible mess now? 19 years and counting. I mean, it really does count. Your vote really counts. And there, Marjorie Cohen actually was in charge of she was the president of the National Law Review and voting.
National Lawyers Guild.
Yeah, and also she's still Secretary General of the International Democracy Lawyers. And they were the ones that really went after this. And, they found out this information. And, here we are again, and there we've got Trump, banging around and already challenging votes. And Greg Palast, I hope we can get to him a little later on the show, because he's going to point out really how dangerous that is, the purges and the ballots and the absentee ballots, how many they'd managed to disqualify. And so history is repeating itself, people.
Yes, and right now we need to hear from you. Maybe you'd like a face mask as part of your $60 contribution. We have two people that have already sent in their contributions over the internet, and you can do that at WMNF.org, or you can call us at 813-238-8001. I'd like to thank Susie Helmuth of Bartow. She's proud to support this show and all of WMNF. She loves the station. And she has contributed $100.
Oh, thank you.
And then we have an anonymous in Safety Harbor that has contributed $50. and they like Democracy Now! And this show. So if you feel that way, I know that many of you are out there listening. We need to hear from you right now.
Yeah, I mean, like Marjorie Cohen, that actually we work hard here at this station to get you guests that will really give you information, that will really give you the facts, because we totally trust you that if you have the facts, you will do what you think is best. And whatever you think is best, that's fine with me. That's what democracy is all about. And so I really feel that at WMNF, like Marjorie Cohen, actually, oddly enough, I was the first person to interview her on radio. She, you know, wrote a lot, but she didn't do radio. And her husband was listening when we did the interview. And Marjorie knows so much, she would just go like that. And so she was just covering everything, and I was trying to catch up, you know, and I couldn't. So it was really cute. Afterwards, right afterwards, her husband called me back. And he said, Mary, he said, well, how was that interview? I said, oh, it was loaded with information. Yeah, but he said, how was it as an interview? Well, I said, it will take considerable editing. I said, I have learned that really you can't cover everything at all one time. And so I just, when I think of Marjorie Cohen, I always think of that, and I thank her husband, because she has now a terrific interview. You know, she's bang, 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 and she'll give it to you. But that's the kind of things we have here at WMNF, because we aren't just getting the superstars. We're looking for the people that really know their stuff. And you've got to dig for that. You've got to read a lot of stuff. You've got to think, oh, this is the person I want. And I want a woman, because I want to make sure that they know that women are really, that we have not utilized the great power and the great abilities of women. And right now, honestly, in my opinion, it's going to be up to women to really come forward in this election and come into their own and say, we're not going to do this anymore. And Miss Julie, you look like you're dying to say something.
Well, I just wanted to say that this show is called From a Woman's Point of View. And I consider you to be one of the we're getting a note here. I consider you to be like WMNF's Terry Gross. You research your interviews. You are just amazing. You and Arlene are great voices for the station. You get the most amazing guests, whether they're well-known or not. People come to you for interviews, and we are so thankful to have your voices recognizing the input and the importance of women in our society. So if you agree with me and you want to support WMNF and From a Woman's Point of View, we need to hear from you right now. We have all lines open at 813-238-8001. We've got grocery bags and face masks, and my favorite pledge of $60 will get you the peace magnet.
Oh, the peace magnet. Well, also the mask. I am very, very big on the mask because I think it's really important to know that a mask actually is as valuable if it's done properly and you follow the safety measures as a vaccine. And so until we have the vaccine, your mask is critical. So check into that. And so I'm going to put on a little more of Marjorie Cohen, and she's going to have a lot, I think, that's going to be very useful. And so 813-238-8001. Arlene, did you have anything to say?
I was just going to say that I was amazed when she said it. I shouldn't have been, but I certainly didn't realize that Amy Barrett was part of the team that got the ballots from Florida sent up to the Supreme Court. That's one more
Kavanaugh
that we Gorsuch. Can't forget, and I sure didn't know that.
Kavanaugh, Gorsuch.
And if that concerns you, if you're concerned at what Trump has been saying about the election is going to go to the courts, then, you know, this is the station that gives you that kind of information, that keeps you up to date on these things. And if that's the case, you need to call us at 813-238-8001 or go to your computer, WMNF.org, and put something in the tip jar. But we need to hear from you right now.
Okay, well, let's hear a little more of Marjorie Cohen.
Some high-placed military leaders have said that they would resign. They would not follow orders to go in and suppress protesters who were trying to enforce, Trump's seizure of power, takeover, after the election. And so this is very frightening. Trump, there is almost no scenario under which Trump will not contest the election. And I think that the greatest chance of Joe Biden actually taking office is that he win both the Electoral College and the popular vote overwhelmingly. And that means that people in swing states have to really search their conscience before saying, I don't like Joe Biden, I'm not going to vote for him. That's a vote for Trump. And I don't like Joe Biden much either, quite frankly. I supported Bernie all the way. But I am working like crazy for Joe Biden. And I think that people in safe states also need to search their consciences, because although it seems, well, you know, I won't be throwing my vote, you know, I won't be hurting Joe Biden if I vote for the Green Party or a third party or write Bernie in or something like that, or don't even vote, the higher the count is in the popular vote, the less chance of chaos and stealing the election on the part of Trump, in my opinion.
And you know, Marjorie, to me, you know, I did not know about Amy Barrett being part of the legal team to get Bush versus Gore up to the Supreme Court, but that doesn't surprise me at all. Because, you know, historically, and we're really seeing history writ large right now, that I am just shocked that these people who are so extreme, you know, whether it's Barr or Wolfowitz and Pearl, and if I'm thinking back to McCarthy, and you were talking about the military, and how push came to shove. I mean, you know, women were so upset about the above-ground nuclear testing, and so they were protesting the McCarthy hearings, and, you know, they were being challenged, you know. But the military had to actually take McCarthy on before that terrible threat passed away. And there you had, you know, the Wolfowitzes and the Pearls, the Edwin Meeses, the Kavanaughs, you know, who are involved in making torture, bringing it up above ground under W to make it legal. And then now we have an Amy Barrett. And I'm thinking of some of the, as you say, you've been writing for quite a while. And in your article that I read before, you were talking about the Transitional Integrity Project. And I must admit, when I read through some of that, and as you just said, Biden has to win not only the popular vote, but the electoral vote, or the challenges and the obfuscation are right down frightening. And I would hate to have it come down to the fact that the young generals once again will say, no, we are not going to fire on people on the streets who are contesting the legitimacy of this election. And, you know, that to me, this is such astounding aspects of our history that we kind of need to look at.
You're right. And it's not just that Biden has to win the popular vote and the Electoral College. He has to win them both overwhelmingly, and that's what the project you mentioned concluded. It is compilation of experts, former government officials, academics, other kinds of experts who did experiments and scenarios, and in every single scenario, they determined that Trump is going to challenge the results in any way he can. He's already setting that up. And they also concluded that the only way he would eventually capitulate is without, you know, destroying the country, really, in essence, is if Biden wins both the Electoral College and the popular vote overwhelmingly, not by a narrow margin, but overwhelmingly. And of course, we have seen voter suppression going on for months. We've seen cheating. We have seen Trump's administration cutting back on the Postal Service, attacking the Postal Service of all things, because he wants to stop the mail ballots from being counted. And there is litigation in several different states right now, where the Republicans are trying to make it harder to count the mail ballots within, you know, to extend any time to count them beyond the election. Trump is bound and determined to have a result, to be declared the winner on election night. And I am afraid, Mary, that he will get Fox News to declare him the winner. He'll declare himself the winner, and all hell will break loose.
Well, and for that fight particularly, well, look, because he considers the Supreme Court his, and he really gets ticked if he thinks that they vote in some way that's contrary to what he wants. And so, right back to Amy Barrett. And Amy Barrett, you know, that, and I'm really wondering, Marjorie, what we as citizens can do, because I just have visions of these hearings, you know, where, you know, she's going to say, well, you know, said that her personal opinions do not affect her views. She will totally judge the merits of the case. And we hear this over and over again. And I'm asking you, as such an extraordinary law professor, et cetera, how can that humanly really be possible that a judge is a human being? And, you know, Ginsburg was quite aware of the effects of you know, outside influences. And she's used that, you know, to teach, so to speak, the male members of the court about women's lives, et cetera, whether it was a 13-year-old girl, you know, that was a strickster, should be terrible, you know, or some other aspects. And yet I hear these judges, whether it's Kavanaugh or others, saying, oh, no, my personal opinion will not affect my legal or human. And how is that actually humanly possible?
It's not. It's not, actually. And, you know, I remember when Rehnquist joined the court, and the Burger Court, and, you know, back in the 60s, I believe it was, or early 70s, and he was a real radical right-winger. We thought he was way out there. And then, as he eventually became the Chief Justice, he became the center of the court, and Scalia and Thomas were the radical right-wingers. Two originalists. They call themselves originalists because they claim to divine the intent of the founders when they wrote the Constitution, you know, back in 1789, the Bill of Rights, etc. And they also claim to be textualists, looking at the text of the statute. And so they were kind of the, you know, really on the far right with this discredited, really, originalism theory. And now we've got Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Thomas,
Barrett.
Amy Barrett is also an originalist. She calls herself an originalist and a textualist. She clerked for Scalia. She was a law clerk for Scalia. And Alito, too, is also a textualist. So we will have a majority of five originalists on the court. And, you know, they claim to rely on the specific words, meaning of words in statutes. That's the textualist part of it. And divine the intent of the founders when they drafted the Constitution. That's the originalist part of it. But as Jeffrey Toobin wrote in The New Yorker, in the real world, these words are abstractions, and in the real world, they operate as an agenda to crush labor unions, curtail environmental regulation, constrain the voting rights.
Well, I'm not quite sure why that decided to stop, but it did.
I think it knew we needed people to call and make themselves members or up their circle of friends or give us a donation today to keep WMNF going strong. You know, we've been on the air for 41 years now, Mary, and we really are looking for folks who have it in their budget to support WMNF, putting a little bit of their money where their ears are. So if that's you, please call us at 813-238-8001 and support WMNF.
Yeah, it really is important. And you know, that I find, listen to Marjorie Cohn, and really, frankly, I kind of look upon it as an internal coup. I mean, to me, democracy totally depends on people being able to cooperate and kind of meet in the middle somehow. And so, I just don't see any of that happening or changing. And so that's why I feel it is so vital right now that you exercise one of the best things we have in this country, your vote. That is your voice. And you know, it's such a privilege to vote. And it really isn't all that hard. There's an awful lot that's being done to make it hard. And so that's why it is so important that you are aware and that you have everything straight. You follow absolutely, if you're using an absentee ballot, that you absolutely follow all the directions absolutely to a T, or it will be thrown out. And this is really, really important for you to be aware. And so 813-238-8001. And that's for the station. And, you know, and so we'd appreciate anything you could give. I know you've got an awful lot of concerns right now, and also an awful lot of asking. You know, there are a lot of candidates that are begging for their support. And we all know it's important because, unfortunately, and here again, the Supreme Court, Citizens United, that is another, you know, when they made money equivalent to speech. And so we were on a bad way track. And, you know, I have learned doing a show that actually maybe I didn't want to become not a pseudo expert on the Supreme Court, but there's no choice, particularly if you're a woman. You absolutely have to become aware of what they are doing. And, Miss Julie, it looks like we've got some.
Yeah. We want to say thank you so much to Suzanne House, and she says, Mary and Arlene,
you can also
are two
go to
great ladies with great interviews. So thank you so much. Suzanne is one of our wonderful volunteers, and WMNF is volunteer-powered and listener-supported. And I just want to say thanks to the volunteers that are back there on the phones right now. Thank you to Blanny and Jim Drain and Cindy Philpott and Janet Scherberger, and Robert is answering being our phone supervisor. So thank you so much. We got Bill Grayson here helping us out in the studio. Volunteers run this radio station, but you at home, you are the listener supporters that keep us going. And right now we're looking for you for any level donation you can do. If your budget can afford $1,000 pledge right now, we could certainly use that. If you're looking for a tax write-off, we are a 501c3 nonprofit. And if you could do a challenge, we would love to welcome you to WMNF 88.5 FM for you, the people, the community radio station that is there for you through the pandemic, through the dark days. There's light at the end of the WMNF tunnel. 813-238-8001.
Well, before I get into Greg Pals, because I was able to catch up with Greg Pals actually Tuesday, and he's going to be bringing us up to date on what's happening with voting and absentee ballots. I'm going to put on a little just bit of music because this is a transformative times, and people, we have the abilities to transform this country into the democracy it really needs to be, and I think it can be. So let's just listen just a little bit to transformation, and then we will go into Greg Pals.
Sisters, from one sister to another funky sister, it's all about transformation. It's all about change. It's one thing a woman knows about. Constant. Change is the only constant. We bleed and don't die. We sweat when it's minus 50 outside. We fight in the battle side by side. It's a sister thing. It's a W-O-M-A-N thing. And we're coming together. We're pulling ourselves together. It's all about transformation.
Rest to dust, us to them.
WMNF.org.
We come to you now. Please.
please give a call. Go to your computer, 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org, or use your phone app.
Or get up and dance around, because this is fun music. Had enough exercise for a little while. And so, but I really, I was able to catch up with Greg Pals, and I hope you're familiar with his book, How Trump Stole the Election 2020. Did you hear that title again?
Yes.
We've done this act before. Unfortunately, Greg has tried to be warning us. So let's come in where he's going to be talking actually about Eric. And do you know what Eric is? You do need to know. And so let's give a listen to Eric.
813-238-8001 or WMNF.org or your phone app.
And now Greg Pals.
This new Jim Crow operation. And so that's it's in the book How Trump Stole 2020, but you can also get the story Eric Crow, Jim Crow's liberal twin, by going to gregpalace.com and just typing in Eric Crow. And that will tell you how they're trying to fix the election in Florida. There's going to be tens of thousands of people in Florida, as usual with Florida, who are going to show up to try to vote, and they won't have a ballot because they'll be missing from the voter rolls and won't know it. Please go to vote.org and find out if you have been purged, and then scream bloody murder if you haven't, because it's past re-registration time, so you got to go and complain that you were wrongly removed. Eric is a system of finding out if people have moved. And so there's going to be a lot of African Americans who are being told that you've moved out of Tampa when all you've done is move from one apartment in your building to another. And if you're a student, if you move from one dorm room to another, they may take away your vote. Now, that's a violation of federal law. You cannot lose your vote if you move in your neighborhood, within your jurisdiction, as they say. You move within your county. But that's the games that they're playing in Florida. And so it's in the book, Eric Crow, Jim Crow's liberal twin. Florida is a disaster. And so, by the way, I'm also worried that if you have been purged and you're asking for your ballot, and you're wondering where it is because you've asked for a mail-in ballot, the answer is, if you haven't gotten it yet, you may not be a registered voter anymore, in which case they ain't sending you no ballot.
So Floridians really, really have to be aware. And Greg, tell me, maybe on a wish list, but actually part of the 14th Amendment is that it's actually against the law to try and take away a vote or screw a person's vote, and that actually a state could lose electoral votes and or congressional seats. And what do you think the chances of that ever being applied?
Well, you know what? I've actually written, I'm one of the few people who's actually written about the 14th Amendment Part 2. Now, everyone knows Part 1. I mean, everyone who's, you know, wasn't on the Quaaludes in high school. But if you kind of paid half attention, the 14th Amendment is the Equal Protection Clause, which was passed to basically say it ended slavery. It said that black people get to vote. That's what the 14th Amendment basically comes down to. Everyone gets to vote no matter your race or color or former condition of servitude. In other words, if you're a slave, you can't be blocked from voting. But there's a part two, which no one ever looks at, that if you deny African Americans the right to vote, or people, any people of color the right to vote, that you lose electoral votes and you lose congressional seats for doing that. It's in the Constitution. It's never been applied. Martin Luther King, in the 1965 March on Washington, that was one of his demands, that the 14th Amendment Part B be imposed on the segregationist states. If you're going to block people from voting, you lose electoral votes. What are the chances of that happening? Less than zero. But let's fight for it. because there was less than zero chance that the 14th Amendment was ever going to be passed in the first place, and it's in the Constitution. There was zero chance that the Voting Rights Act would be passed in 1965, but then when Martin Luther King marched from Selma, and he was told by the president, there's no way that this vote, that we'll ever get a Voting Rights Act. By the time the marchers arrived in Montgomery, four were murdered by the Klan on the way, but they had the Voting Rights Act. We have the Voting Rights Act. Yes, it's been gutted by the courts, but it's still there. So they can't steal all the votes all the time. So I don't want to discourage people from voting, because let me tell you something. You can overwhelm the steal. We saw that. I mean, Obama did win Florida. No matter what they did, no matter the lines that they made you wait in. So, you know, they can't steal all the votes all the time. That's the good news. And if you read How Trump Stole 2020, by the way, or go to gregpalace.com, at the back of the book, How Trump Stole 2020 is what I call my ballot condom for safe voting. No, you don't slip it over your ballot, but you do follow the steps. And one thing I'm going to tell you right now, if anyone has not asked for their ballot in Florida yet, a mail-in ballot, don't. Don't. You won't get it. Okay, in time. You won't get in time to get it back in on time. Very little chance. Don't do it. You're going to have to do early voting. And when I say you have to, this is Greg Palast. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you this is what you're going to do. You're not going to mail in your ballot. You're going to vote early. If you don't have that, if you haven't asked for a mail-in ballot, you're too late as a practical matter. 1 in 10 people who ask for mail-in ballots never get them. That's from the MIT study. And 1 in 8 people who do get their ballot and mail it in have that ballot disqualified. Altogether, 22% or 1 in 5 mail-in ballots don't count. I think it will be worse in Florida this year because you've got the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys who will be challenging ballots. People worry about these schmucks intimidating people in line. That's not going to happen. They're not going to intimidate anyone. Have you ever seen these clowns? They don't intimidate anyone. But they can challenge ballots en masse. And that's what I'm afraid. You had 178,000 ballots rejected in 2000 that elected George Bush. You're going to have 2 million ballots rejected in Florida this time, would be my estimate. At least 1 million ballots rejected. Almost all those will be mail-in votes. In fact, I can tell you one vote that was just lost. A friend of mine just told me yesterday that he mailed in his ballot in Florida already and sealed the ballot with scotch tape so no one could tamper with it. You just lost your vote.
Oh, don't use scotch tape. And this is Greg Palast. I'm telling you, this is really urgent, people. Every little thing, you've got to follow the directions absolutely to the T. The signature is totally what they are. Otherwise, it will be disqualified. And Anonymous, thank you so much for your pledge. Really appreciate it. They're getting the WMNF ball cap. Oh, thank you so much. I wish I could thank you, but Anonymous, really appreciate it.
And why mama?
I noticed why mama.
Why? Pledge now and support the women's show. That's why. We got a $25 anonymous from somebody who works at Hillsborough County, and they say we should bring back executive sessions during the election. But that's a program we used to have that talked about the executive branch of the government, and that is super important to talk about. We have been talking about it on all different programs on WMNF. And if you have been able to call in and give your opinion on the air, right now is another chance to do that with your comments. 813-238-8001, or you could go to WMNF.org and make a pledge. We would certainly love to hear from you. You know, Mary, we reduced the price of the people's paver, the people's patio paver. People can get that for only $600 now.
Oh, wow.
And we also have the news lover and the music lover and the love it all wall tiles for only $240.
Wow.
So that you could do in a circle of friends for $20 a month, or the paver at $50 a month. You don't have to pay it off all at once. You can do it over a year, or you can join the circle of friends, which is our sustaining membership program.
And doesn't this tell you a lot? I'm just quickly going through these premiums. It tells us a lot about WMNF. Peace Magnet, a WMNF face mask. And again, people, a face mask to actually remember until a vaccine. All the reputable medical experts say that it is as good as a vaccine. And so until we get a good vaccine, this is what you need to do if you don't want to get sick. And God forbid, we don't want you to die. But a reusable grocery bag. All right. Ball cap, protecting you from the sun. Short sleeve t-shirt, 40 years, radioactive. And you've got to be doing something right in a radio station to be around 40 years. But a beverage container. But reusable straws. You got to love that. And a hand crank flashlight radio. So God forbid if we get one of those hurricanes.
Those are awesome because you can crank it up and charge your cell phone. There's a USB charger. So if you do still have electricity, you can charge it that way. And it's a radio, a flashlight, a USB port. It's an all-purpose little radio, and it's branded. It says WMNF on it.
Well, and that's what I love about this station. It is responsive to the community.
And it's only a $15 monthly donation if you join the Circle of Friends, or you could just pay $180, and we'll ship that out to you today or tomorrow.
Okay, so let's go back to Greg Pallas, because I think he's really saying some really important stuff.
Scotch tape on your mail-in ballot, you've lost your vote. You forget to add the second signature, you've lost your vote. 141,000 ballots in 16 mail-in ballots were rejected because someone challenged a signature. There's not 141,000 forgers in America, but the GOP was very good at knocking out votes. So was the Democratic Party very good at challenging votes. So while I don't expect Democrats to challenge in this general, they don't have clean hands. And I'm sure that Trump's lawyers will point that out. It was the Democratic Party that created that rule that if you put scotch tape on your ballot, you lose your vote.
Oh. Well, you know, Greg Pallas, I can only recommend people get your book. It is so loaded with information and... that's such a wonderful advice you just gave us, because I must admit, I'm so worried about the way they're going to hack in. You know, we don't have the exit polls anymore. They adjust the vote to the exit poll. And to me, it's hackers' paradise in ways to kind of get in there and change things and alter it.
I'm not worried about hackers at all, actually. I'm worried. It's not a hack. It's not a, like, first of all, most ballots will be mailed in. The hacking comes when people challenge your mail-in ballot. That's the hack. I want to repeat, 22% of all mail-in ballots never get counted. 22%, 1 in 5. That's where the hack comes in. 60% of Democrats say they're mailing in their votes versus a third of that for Republicans. So the Democrats are exposing themselves to the mass rejection that happens with mail-in balloting. Mail-in balloting is a curse. It is one of the worst Jim Crow tactics out there. And yes, I know that some people say, well, we've had mail-in balloting from the military for 150 years. Yes, and one-third of mail-in ballots from the military don't get counted. It's a horrendous system. Don't mail in your ballot. Don't go postal. You're insane if you mail in your ballot. And the chance of it getting counted, you're playing Russian roulette with your ballot if you mail it in. I know it's hours to wait in line. Too bad. Bring your water bottle. Bring your umbrella. Bring a sandwich.
Indeed.
I believe that I have seen that you can go to the website and check what the wait is at various early vote sites. So that's also a good way to help you, so maybe you don't have to stand in line too long.
Yeah, I mean, it is this urgent. I mean, we're quite aware of the chicanery that's been going on has been going on for quite a while. And, you know, I should get somebody from the Electronic Frontier Foundation because I remember actually when I had one on before that they had a seminar. And that actually they had 14 and 15-year-old kids. And they were able to teach them in less than an hour how to hack into a voting machine. And so, I mean, it's not sophisticated, and most people really don't know that much about computers, but those who do, the real hackers, they know what they're doing, and it's unfortunately way too easy. So we'd love to hear from you now, 813-238-8001, and I kind of feel like this right now, so let's listen, I think this is what we have to do.
And best of all, go to WMNF.org and make your pledge there.
And whether you're listening on your radio or whether you're listening on HD, on your computer, I do not care how you're listening, but we'd love to hear from you now. Because I think this is, Greg Palace, I thought, just gave some pretty alarming information, which is really good to know. So 813-238-8001. Come on, people, save the country.
And that feeds the statement that we need to win overwhelmingly. We need to account for some of those ballots that will be tossed away.
Oh, I love this. By Laura Nero, and here... Here is why it's so important to have environmental regulation. She died very young of ovarian CA. Ovarian CA is so much linked to the chemicals that are in the water. And this is why it's so important that the EPA and others really get those chemicals down, particularly the chlorofluorocarbons, the herbicides, the pesticides, that the body... You know, nature is parsimonious. She tends to use the same systems, crudely, that she does on insects and weeds, that she does on human beings. And so if you don't have some people fighting in the administration for you and your safety, you could unfortunately die, like Laura Nero, much too young, in her early 30s, of ovarian CA. And if we had good environmental regulation, she might not have died.
You've got to have... And I just read yesterday about the... chemicals that are currently being used in apples.
Absolutely.
And how serious they are, especially for young children.
And the chemicals,
you really need to get organic apples.
The chemicals are not only on the surface, but they become incorporated into the fruit as it's developing. So you can wash it all you want. You're not going to get rid of it. Oh, Miss Julie, what do you have to tell us?
I just need to say we could really use some calls right now or some folks that can go online and make a pledge of support to WMNF. This program is so special to us. It's a program that was started a long time ago. I know my old neighbor used to do it, Dorothy Abbott, before you ladies. And I think there were more folks before. So this show has a history of promoting ideas surrounding women's issues and putting women on the air where our voices aren't heard as much. We don't make as much per hour as those men. And, you know, all of those things that are really important that you can hear about here on From a Woman's Point of View. Now is the time to call and support it or go online to WMNF.org and tell us what you like about our station. We have gifts to offer you, but right now we offer you information, intelligent interviews, and just programming that you can't hear anywhere else. So right now we're asking you to call and support 813-238-8001. We're coming to the end of this program, and we know there's folks out there who are listening that can't afford to do it, but if you can, please do it for those who can't. 813-238-8001.
Yeah, you know, Miss Julie said something really important. I really wish that we didn't need this show. I really do. I wish that women got equal pay for equal work. I wish that women had full autonomy of their body. And I think it really says it all. If we have to fight, and we have been fighting the entire time we have done this show for full autonomy of the body. And if you don't have control of your body, if you cannot take contraceptives and not be worried that some religious group might feel that this is against their religious beliefs, and if you can't space and decide when you want it and you can afford children and give them the kind of love and care they need, that if that is determined by a government or by a cleric, then you are not a full autonomous human being. And I will keep fighting, but I repeat, I wish we didn't need it. I really wish we didn't. Because the more you get into women's issues, women issues are human issues. And it you cannot separate the two.
And if you didn't hear Senator Peters telling his and his former wife's personal story
that was
about an abortion, then go to the computer and look it up. Senator Peters and his wife had a very challenging and disturbing situation where they lost a very much wanted child and could have also lost the wife if a doctor hadn't given them instructions to find another doctor in another hospital that would do, in that case, an abortion. This is a baby that was wanted, but that unfortunately was developing wrong and was going to cause terrible infection in the mother and probably take her life too.
She was having a miscarriage. And so, unfortunately, in some hospitals, they will listen. And, you know, it can be problematic to pick up a heartbeat. Is there a heartbeat left? And they said they did. And so the women, when you're having a miscarriage like that, frankly, if you don't get immediate medical attention, you very easily can die of a massive sepsis. I mean, that's just a fact. And so they were